Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get up to our headlines this hour, which are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. The Panthers, they win last night 6-3 over the Washington Capitals. Sam Reinhart with a pair of goals for the Cats. Evan Rodriguez and Seth Jones also with milestone goals. Those are each their 100th career goal. But the big milestone yesterday, Brad Marchand gets his 1,000th career point on an assist to Etu Loshirinen on an empty net goal. And the Cats are back at it tomorrow against the Tampa Bay Lightning. You catch any Cats last night, Leroy?
A little bit. Watch that stupid football game.
Oh.
I was like, the Jets came out and scored right away. I was like, uh-oh, what we got here?
You got nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing except,
I'll tell you what,
except a 9-2 Patriots team.
That backup running back that New England is running with might be better than the damn starter.
Trevon Henderson?
Yeah.
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 I can't say. I didn't watch any of the game. I really had no interest in watching Jets football on a primetime game. I preferred to watch the Cats.
The thing is about the Jets, when you watch them, they play hard. They're just not good enough.
No, the quarterback sucks.
And that's a good sign for a coach in the future that he's getting them to play, right? They're not really quitting on him. Because losing has an effect on you. You would not believe week after week, being sore, coming in on Monday, doing it over again, being at the facility for 8-9 hours, and you just getting pounded every week. Man, that sucks the life out of you.
Josh Hart says, I'd love to have Mac Hollins. You need more of those guys on the team. They just pump you up with him no showing shoes. Up with his no shoes. No thanks, dude. They had him. They weren't very good with him.
Oh, you guys had him?
Yeah. Mac Hollins, yeah. He was on the Dolphins. He caught the Fitzpatrick miracle play against Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he was mostly a special teams guy. He was mostly I'm not a fan.
I'm just trying to figure out. And this is how I, you know, look at things. He wasn't good enough to play for this team, but everywhere else he goes, they plug him right in.
He's a Neanderthal.
He played. He's just like, you know, I don't think the Dolphins were like dying to keep him. They were like, yeah, we're cool. We got Tyreek Hill. We're good.
And he's the AFC East guy. He's played for the Dolphins, the Patriots, and the Bills. He's just a jet away from playing for every team.
Yep. But yeah. I did not watch that game. Baseball, Aaron Judge was named the AL MVP. He edged out Cal Raleigh It's his third MVP in 4 years.
Oh, man. The big dumper. Do you have to sometimes get it because of the success you had at the position you play? Because him to hit those home runs at catcher. No?
It was a very close race. It was like two votes away.
It was two votes away from being a tie.
It was a super, super tight race between those guys. Both of their teams were very good.
Sounds like an East Coast, West Coast thing.
It was a very tough battle. I mean, Aaron Judge won the batting title with hitting, 55 home runs?
53 home runs.
53 home runs. Yeah, I think most home runs with winning the batting title. He had a really great season.
Led the league in intentional walks is a major league record.
It was not a hard decision in the NL. Shohei Ohtani.
That's messed up. Schwarber led the league in home runs.
Oh, well, pitch.
So, here's the thing. If you're not upset with Schwarber losing to Ohtani, you can't be upset with Judge winning.
I'm
not upset either way. I'm just saying that the way they were talking about what the big dumper was doing all year, right?
Having a record for a position is still it's a much better argument than Schwarber. Schwarber, his literal position is hit dongs. That's what he's supposed to do.
Ohtani did that too.
I understand. And Ohtani pitches. But I'm saying, the argument on the other side would be, hey, if you're the only other player on the field you could say is as involved in Shohei Ohtani would be a catcher and a great defensive catcher that Cal Raleigh is. It's literally it's probably the closest thing that you could be to Ohtani, but it's still not Ohtani, who unanimously won the MVP.
I mean, come on. What we're witnessing from that dude is like, come on.
It's his fourth MVP.
Did you see when Aaron Judge won the award?
What?
Did you see when he won the award?
I did not.
Instead of kissing his wife, he kissed the dog.
But the dogs will sneak in there. You know, Sunny Bunny does the same thing. You know, she thinks she can get in there right away in the middle of a hug and break it up.
No, he went straight for the dog.
Well,
hey,
some people love their dogs. By the way, the Marlins are apparently snooping around Mike Yastrzemski.
Yaz's grandson?
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds like they're the
snooping around.
Snooping around. They're snooping around. The word is the fish bites.
Wait. Are they shopping at Dick's or are they shopping at Temu?
Apparently the buzz is, and this may just be because, I don't know if the Marlins are worried about a strike, and maybe Bruce Sherman thinks, I'm going to get a year off of paying these guys anyway. So maybe he's like, I might as well pay this year. Maybe I'll pony up for it. They really need to boost up the corner spots with some type of bat. It's the biggest need. That's what they got to get to, but.
They probably should get a catcher and move that catcher to first base.
Maybe. We'll see.
If he can hit.
Still young. I think they want to try and work it out. We'll see. But I agree with you. He wasn't very good last year at catching for a catcher.
Right. Which, I mean, keep in mind, back in the day, if you played catcher and shortstop, your main focus was on the defensive side.
Focus.
Now everybody's hitting. So, we sacrifice some fielding for a few more ding dongs.
I started watching that A-Rod documentary that just debuted on HBO Max. Very good. Mm-hmm. It's very good. And Jeter and him don't like each other very much.
They did.
I mean, think about this. And I'm gonna look at it from Jeter's standpoint. I've done everything right. I was a consummate professional leader, handled my business on and off the field. Never been caught up in anything, right? And then you see all the praise that A-Rod gets because he has basically a bigger personality. And you think that doesn't gnaw at him a little bit?
Well, he got mad at A-Rod because he took a shot at him saying
that's all it was.
He took a shot at him in a magazine, and so he was petty about it. And because they used to be boys. It was him and Noma. And Jeter, and then Alex Gonzalez, the greatest shortstops of the 2000s.
I think you're including Alex Gonzalez.
How?
I think you just included him.
Well, he's the greatest defensive out of all of them.
I get it.
I mean, the most clutch home run out of all of them. And he did beat Jeter head-to-head in a World Series. So mm-mm. I think people, when they look back fondly on the 2000s, they think of four shortstops. They think of A-Rod. They think of Nomar. They think of Jeter. And they think of Alex Gonzalez.
No, they don't.
So the best defensive one out of all of them. If we're going to say that defense is half of the game, he was better than all of them.
Tobin, You are on what, bro? Are you on date? You gonna be in Fort Lauderdale?
What do you mean, dude?
You gonna be in Fort Lauderdale tonight?
I'm telling you.
Or are you gonna be in Doral?
Talk about the 2000s.
You are hysterical.
You say you gonna be at?
He gonna be at the
he
Improv.
Got two shows tonight.
He got two
Wait a
shows
minute.
At the Improv.
You're yeah. saying you're saying that they don't that people don't go back and they think of the 2000s. They don't think of Alex. One All Star, champion, best defender out
dude,
of all of them.
If we're thinking,
most clutch home run out of all of them.
We're talking about the shortstops.
Yeah. Nomar never won. A-Rod, I mean, took him forever to just get one.
And Jeter ran things. Okay?
Jeter ran things. Listen, no one's saying Jeter ran things. He was basically a first baseman playing shortstop. He was the worst defender out of all of them.
Wait.
He was the worst defender out of all of them.
Who was the greatest fielding shortstop?
Though, wasn't Jeter the worst fielder?
Oh, 100%.
Not I mean, that's what they said, but I mean, he has gold gloves. So, you know.
Those were paid off by Rawlings.
Paid off. See,
it's a paid. It's a paid off.
So I guess Alex Gonzalez's gold glove was a paid off by Rawlings as well.
I don't think he ever won a gold glove. I think it's one of the biggest snubs of all time. It's ridiculous. He was the greatest shortstop of the 2000s.
Toby.
Oh my God.
Do you get up in the morning and drink your coffee black?
Yeah, I do.
With 3 tablespoons of petty?
I'm not petty about it. I'm telling you the facts.
Dude, this show should be labeled.
Dude, I'm telling. Can I tell you?
Tobin's petty against the world.
I'm not petty. I'm just telling you right now. Alex Gonzalez could play shortstop better blindfolded than Derek Jeter could. Like
could
it's just.
Hit? Could he hit?
Well, he did. He did have a pretty big hit when he beat Derek Jeter in the World Series.
That's a hit.
A hit.
The hit. Swung the series.
Oh my God.
Swung the series. Is there a debate about that?
Yo, he
Derek Jeter is so bothered by it, he fired all of the Marlins when he took over as owner.
I'm ranking the top 25 shortstops since 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Jeter.
Right.
Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Rollins.
Oh, he was good.
Edgar Renteria.
Jimmy Rollins, though, more mid-2000s, 2010s.
He said 2000s.
You
dude.
Said 2000s. That's what you said.
I meant early 2000s. I mean, I was talking about the period of like 99 to 2010. I think that decade, if we're talking a decade of time,
Gonzalez
we talk about
even,
we talk about A-Rod, Nomar, Jeter, Alex Gonzalez.
No, he's not even mentioned.
Well, Miguel's just wrong. It's just wrong.
Wasn't better than Miguel Tejada.
Miguel Tejada had to move positions because he ate himself at a shortstop.
He wasn't better than Omar Vizquel?
Defensively, only guy who could hold a candle. But again, I kind of lean more 90s to Omar Vizquel. So you're going to have to excuse me. I believe he's disqualified.
No, he's not.
Tobin, you do realize the list says 2000.
Where is this list from? It's not Tobe's list. It's not my list. I'm telling you. Like, this is.
Give us your top five.
I just gave you my top five. I don't need a top five. We do top four. Top four is Nomar, A-Rod, Jeter, Alex Gonzalez. That's the list.
And so you.
And Jeter was, look, I will agree. Jeter, more winning than all of them. But, you know, he basically got to stay a shortstop because you didn't want to hurt his feelings, you know? A-Rod was a better shortstop on his own team. He was a better shortstop on the same team.
You could have told me Hanley Ramirez.
Oh, Hanley was a terrible shortstop. He was a terrible shortstop, kicking the ball all over the place. No way, dude. Better hitter, maybe like, you know, all around. But I'm talking about all the tools, all the winning, leading to winning, best double play partner of all time with Luis Castillo. Listen, I mean, you guys can scoff at it all you want.
No, no, no.
Nobody played shortstop better than Alex Gonzalez.
I'm not going to take away your 2003 joy, man. I'm not gonna take.
You don't have to. I mean, it's forever.
It's for no. You nobody's gonna take that joy away from you. But you saying Alex Gonzalez is like a top four.
That's what we think about.
Top four shortstop.
Who's we?
People, baseball fans.
You.
If you're talking about pure,
own it.
On what?
Own it.
On what?
Don't say people.
On
say
what?
Me.
I'm telling you, me and people. If you talk about, if we're talking about, hey, you're putting a hitter at shortstop. You could put other guys there. You could put, you know, Jimmy Rollins was great. But I think more late 2000s with him, 2010s, that's his heyday. You know, once the 09 Phillies really took over and they won the World Series, that's kind of his era. Before that, though, I got to go with Alex Gonzalez. Sorry.
The man batted 245.
Batting average. And you know what?
157 home runs, 690 mm-hmm. RBIs.
How many runs did he save, though? Nobody was a better defender than him. Nobody.
And the funny thing about it is there's some geek who probably can come up with the numbers that, you know, I'm, you know, runs saved by shortstop.
Probably.
A war.
Nobody better than him. Nobody.
Wins above shortstop, something to that effect.
You probably could. I like to use what I like to call the old Tobes eye test, and yeah. I'm telling you right now, look,
Tobes got cataract.
Those three guys were really good. Nomar, A-Rod, Jeter. But don't forget about Alex Gonzalez. And only one of them beat Jeter in a World Series, straight up. And if you're talking about one of the greatest winners of all time.
The other two played in the same.
That's unfortunate. Sorry.
In the same league.
Sorry. Are we going to do caveats or are we going to do facts?
That one time he went to the postseason, huh?
Yeah. One for one. They always talk about Michael Jordan, 6-for-6 in the World Series or 6-for-6 in the NBA Finals.
That means he went to more than one NBA final.
He went to more than one, but Alex Gonzalez wasn't his fault. I mean, like, if Alex Gonzalez had better support around him, he definitely would have made more World Series.
I can't believe you.
What? This is what people think about. I don't think this is a big slight. Nobody was better defensively than Alex Gonzalez. He belonged. If we're talking just pure hit, okay, listen, those guys have arguments over him. They have arguments. You know, I mean, Derek Jeter. If you basically balance Jeter's hitting and Alex Gonzalez's defense, you'd have the greatest player. You have a player better than A-Rod. But we don't. You had old stone hands in the Bronx, and you had the smoothest hands of all time down in Miami Gardens.
This is fun.
Not to mention the clutch gene. I mean, clutch for clutch, they're clutch, right?
What?
Like if
he basically, let's be real about
it. He had eight clutches.
Let's be real about it, though. If Alex Gonzalez was on Derek Jeter's Bronx Bombers, they probably win 5 World Series. He would have been to Mr. November.
If he had
Tino Martinez, Scott Brocious, Jorge Posada, Mariano Rivera.
Except for the fact they did
win 5.
Right. That's what I'm saying. No. He won one in the late 2000s. We're talking strictly early 2000s.
He won in 2008. It doesn't matter. It's 2000.
No, I'm telling you right now, dude. The 90s were the 90s. We're talking about just the 2000s.
As a matter of fact, if you really think about it, the Yankees only won 96, 98, and 99. Mm-hmm. So they only won 2 World Series in the 2000s.
You're making my point for me. So I'm saying right now, if we're going to just go in Alex Gonzalez's heyday, which is the 2000s and on, Derek Jeter's only got one more World Series.
But you said early 2000s.
Right. So then we're saying.
You can't say 2000s.
If we're saying. So you're making my point for me again. I'm saying now we're even on World Series. The 2000 World Series, which was the Subway Series, wasn't a real World Series. And then the 2003 World Series. And then they would get the 09 way later on with CC Sabathia. Thank you, CC.
Oh,
so
my God.
Really, if you're making my point. Great point, Vlad.
How do you make your point?
Derek Jeter may be a better shortstop in the 90s than Alex Gonzalez, but not the 2000s.
He has one more World Series than Alex Gonzalez in the 2000s.
Kind of, but barely snuck it in.
What do you mean barely snuck it in?
So all I'm saying is,
it's actually grand opening, grand closing. If you won in 2000, you won in 2009.
Okay, so one more World Series. All I'm saying is, if you really look at their careers, samesies.
Oh, my goodness.
This guy's unbelievable.
One batted 60 points higher.
Yeah,
probably has 100 more home runs.
Yeah, and one guy had old stone hands out there and wouldn't move positions because of pride. Great winner.
Yeah,
great winner.
Yeah, they continued.
What a guy.
Winning. They continued winning.
Well, not really.
Yeah, they did.
It took them a while. Lot of losing. A lot of Red Sox winning in there in between.
It took what's her name? Goldie Hawn's daughter to finally get A-Rod out of his postseason. Kate Hudson. Yeah, Kate Hudson. Took Kate Hudson to get A-Rod out of his postseason slump.
Yeah, he was really bad in the postseason. Yeah. You want to know who wasn't bad in the postseason?
Alex Gonzalez.
Alex Gonzalez, dude. Exactly. Take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Tickle Leroy's Fancy coming up later this hour. Got a tweet here from Matt who says, A-Rod, Nomar, Jeter, Gonzo. Thank you, Tobin. You're welcome, Matt.
Thank you, Tobin. Thank you.
No one's taking anything away from those guys. Just, you know, let's not forget. That's all we're saying. That's all we're saying. Dolphins getting set for the Commanders this week. 9:30 is your kickoff from Madrid as the Dolphins will look to string a couple of wins together here. Can we do this for the first time this season? Put a little run ski together.
Yeah.
Dolphins.
What do you mean the Dolphins run at this point would be 2?
That's right. And I was saying this before you got here today, Leroy. Like, we were talking about the game. I'm like, I don't really have a feel because I want to believe.
They've been so inconsistent to think they're going to build on anything at this point after what we've seen this year wouldn't be realistic. But if they do, then maybe we'll reconsider. That's mm-hmm. about it.
That would help. If I could see consistency, it would be a big step for the season. I think there's reason for it. You know, I think there's reasons you could be like, oh, you know what? The defense is starting to come together. You know, they're finding their footing without Tyreek Hill now, finally. You know, Jalen Waddle's been playing good. Devon Achane's having an all-world season. But I got to see it consistently. And that's I mean, consistency's probably been one of their biggest issues. Schmeathan says, Dolphins playing their way from the second overall pick to the 14th pick.
Okay, now, let me ask a question. One of the things that bothers me about this, supposedly what fans want people to tank, right? What are you tanking for? The Dolphins have had top five picks before. And in all the top five picks that they've had that I can think of, who moved the needle the most? None of them have been that long-term Dolphin that everybody thinks you should get with a top five pick. And I would say, who do you think is going to be available this year?
Well, I think
because the quarterback class was supposed to be strong until it wasn't.
Yeah, that's fair. But I think the thing that people would look to it and be like, well, the same guy's not picking anymore. He's been doing the draft for the last decade, and now he's gone. So you'll have somebody new. Well, and right. I don't know if that guy's any good. I know that Champ Kelly today was, you know, apparently he was literally pounding on the table about how he's going to make his mark and use this opportunity to keep the job. Look, best of luck to him. I tell you one thing I like about him. Doesn't wear a hat with his suit. That's a start.
Well, the other thing is that there's really no moves to be made at this juncture. And the funny thing about it is that when it's time to make moves, depending on what they do with Mike McDaniel, they might very well get a new GM also.
They might get a new GM. I think that
I don't think they will though. So here, if he's only been with the organization for 6 months.
Yep.
If they retain him and he becomes the full-time GM, is that someone new because he hasn't been with the organization as long as everybody else has that has gotten that job?
Yeah, it's somebody new, but it's not. I don't know if it's like. I mean, his previous experience is mostly the Raiders. I don't think it's like one of those things where you look at a guy and be like, "Wow, he's coming from a highly touted organization." It's not to say he can't do the job, but I'm just letting you know right. It's not exactly this hire that everybody I think is going to be like doing backflips over. I don't know.
But who like. In order to do what you're saying, you would have to go get assistant GM or player personnel guy and make him a GM from a team that has had success.
Yes.
That doesn't necessarily mean he's more qualified. It just means that he came from a place that had success.
Yeah, but that's kind of how it goes. Like, you usually like to see the guys who come from other organizations with success and see if they go. Like, it doesn't always work. Joe Shane from the Bills, it has not worked in New York with him. You know, he's right. But it doesn't, you know, that's typically the way it's going to go is if you run a good organization, people are going to try and poach you, you know, like right. that is how it usually goes. So it has nothing to say that Champ Kelly can't be the GM or that he's not going to be good. I just don't think that people know. And I think that the idea from the fan base is like, if this ends in 6-7 wins, Mike McDaniel doesn't deserve to keep his job. And this idea that you're going to try and again massage some things and maneuver some things to try and make this work when all the signs have been here that this doesn't work. All the signs have been there. This isn't going to work.
So are you against, because Tua's going to be here another year?
Maybe.
Or they're not going to eat that money.
We don't know that. So, like, yeah. I think if the season – let's say that if they go out and lose this week and the season goes off the rails, I you can't say that everything's not on the table, that they wouldn't eat the money.
Very unlikely.
Okay.
That under any circumstance they eat the money. But it brings me to my question. If you know Tua's going to be here another year, then what – would you think if they said, well, we're going to keep Mike here and get rid of them both at the same time?
I mean, I would get it, but it would kind of feel like you're going into a wasted lame duck season. You know?
I mean, but both of them are.
Yeah, but
if,
it's...
If you bring in another coach and you have Tua, like you might as well keep the guy who's been working with Tua.
Yeah, unless the guy can get his team pulling in the same direction or have a little bit more consistency than Mike does. Mike's a little squirrely.
Right. Right. So, and I've noted that the issues that I've had or whatever. But I also believe, look, I think they're gonna keep Tua for another year. Right?
I think we gotta have the year play out. We that's one of those things where like it'd be silly for us to sit here at 3-7, Leroy, and they end the year 3-13 and think they're bringing Tua back because they won't.
Okay.
It just if you do bring Tua back and you had that bad a year, 5 wins, you know, I'm talking a real stinker. Mm-hmm. Kiss all your fans coming goodbye. Like it's you know, everyone's.
But here, the option, and here's a legitimate option. You could get rid of Tua, you could get rid of Mike, but you're going to be a lot worse next year because you're not going to have any resources to get any players. So just imagine this same team with a backup quarterback, a new coach, and no money.
You're going to go into some bad years. Like I think that's inevitable. But we were talking about this a little bit before. Like I think the thing that you're looking at with the Jets is they kind of recognize the Patriots did a couple of years ago, where they're like, well, we're sunk. We do need to revamp. And it took them 3 years, and now they are on top of the division with nine wins.
But they never had to eat a $50 million
contract. No, because their first quarterback they picked was a bust. That's why.
Right.
Like it's
no, but they still had to go
in the toilet with bad QB play.
The only difference between that situation and this situation is Mac Jones never got to his second contract.
Yeah, but the thing is, bad is bad. Like, I get what you're saying with the contract, but like the whole point is, if you're gonna take a step back and revamp your team, you're gonna do that with a bad contract or without a bad contract. You can make your team realize it's got to take a step back to get your team back going forward.
If you're paying for it anyway, if you don't find an alternative to that position, then aren't you kind of shooting yourself in the foot by saying? No. That when you have no other option?
It's going to depend on the rest. I really think it depends on how the rest of his season goes. I really do. Like, I don't think it's a fair question to ask right now, because if you're telling me, yeah, like.
Well, you're making the assumption that they're definitely going to get rid of him, and they should.
That's not what I did. What I said, you're making the assumption is you said flatly Tua's coming back next year.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, we got to wait and see. I don't know. So you're the one making the assumption, not me.
I am because of his contract.
Okay, but we've seen contracts get eaten.
You've seen it once.
We've seen it be eaten. I did not say anything non-factual.
All right. No, like, I just think for people, let's be realistic about this. If you have no other option and you're paying for that money anyway, you're paying that $50 million anyway, then play him. So you would want to get rid of Tua, eat the $50 million, and not have a quarterback.
It depends. Like, if his year continues this badly, yeah, probably, because he's been terrible.
But I understand that.
Why would you want to play a bad quarterback?
He's having a bad year.
That's – thank you. You literally just, okay. Well, whatever. Fine. Do you want to put your katanas away? You literally said the same thing as me.
No, I get it. He's having a bad year. So my point is this: he's having a bad year. Is there a better option out there than Tua next year?
I don't know.
When he's just having a bad year.
I don't know. I don't know what the options are yet.
Right, but you're making determinations or suggestions before you.
No, but you are, because you're saying for sure bring him back.
Yes, because of the $50 million.
That's not a good reason.
Okay.
Take a break. We'll tickle Leroy's fancy next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's go around the week 11 slate of the NFL schedule. Are you ready, Leroy Horde?
I am ready.
We'll start off in Madrid. Commanders, Dolphins, 9:30 a.m. The Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites in Madrid. Leroy, does this game tickle your fancy?
Yep. I'll be doing two things I love doing at 9:30. Golfing and watching football at the same time. Awesome. Wow.
All right. His fancy is tickled. Very good. At 1 o'clock, Panthers, Falcons. Falcons are 3.5-point favorites at home. Does this game tickle your fancy?
No.
Tight NFC South battle, Leroy.
No.
All right, fair enough. 1 o'clock.
Not tickled.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 6-3 take on the 6-3 Buffalo Bills. Buffalo's a 5.5-point favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yeah. Buffalo could give Tampa 5.5.
Tickled.
That's what they say.
Are they playing in Tampa?
Nope. Playing in Buffalo.
In Buffalo.
Playing Buffalo. Ooh. All right.
In Buffalo. Looks like it's going to be off 41 this week.
Wasn't that snowing good this week?
Not at 41.
I think it was when they got back. I think it was. I don't know if it's going to snow for this game or the day before this game.
Nothing's too cold, but it's a little chilly.
At 1 o'clock, the Houston Texans, 4-5.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
My fancy is tickled. Fancy not tickled.
They've fallen off planet. They've fallen off the cliff, huh?
Let me ask you this. So you won't watch Cam Ward play?
You wouldn't even let me
they
get to that.
They play Tennessee. Is two teams that, I mean,
it's
I'll
still Cam
take
Ward,
a,
right? You said you always want to see Cam Ward play. That's all you said every time Tennessee's been mentioned.
Vlad. That's a stinker. I know what you're trying to do there, and I appreciate it. And I had previously said I want to you know, see what Cam Moore is doing because I really like him. I like how he carries himself. However,
bad is bad.
You playing Houston? That's bad. Whoa! Come on, dude. Hey, come on.
No, maybe
fancy not tickled.
Texans are bad away. Maybe this is where Cam Moore gets a second win. Maybe.
Yeah, true.
He better.
But keep in mind, I think I'm going to be more tied into that Buffalo-Tampa game. That seems like that's a really good game, especially when Baker ain't got no offensive weapons.
No, he's getting weapons back. Godwin is coming back.
Isn't Bucky coming back this
Bucky's
week?
Bucky's coming back. Okay.
1 o'clock, the Chicago Bears at 6-3. Visit the Minnesota Vikings at 4-5. Minnesota still a 2.5-point favorite at home. Leroy, does this game tickle your fancy?
A little bit.
My fancy is tickled.
Just a little coochie. Coochie, coochie, coochie. Not three, just one.
All right.
Yeah. I
minus one for making it weird.
I wasn't trying to make it weird. It was you two.
Doesn't say trying to make it weird. It just says making it weird.
I didn't say anything. You know, not an AO that needs to be pressed here. Yo, what was her name? Chara? What was her
name?
Oh,
yeah.
She used to say that. It was,
yeah.
She used to say that.
Oh, man. What are we at? Oh, yeah. So, wait. 1 o'clock. The Green Bay Packers. A little heat on them.
Yep.
They are 6.5-point road favorites visiting the New York Football Giants. Jameis Winston making his starting QB debut. Is this game ticket your fancy?
Is everybody playing at 1 o'clock? Holy smokes.
It's a big slate. There's only two teams on the bye this week.
I'll take a little peek.
My fancy is
much better.
Jameis, because you know Jameis going to throw for 400.
Better word choice.
Yeah, much better. What about at 1 o'clock? You in for a little petty watch, Leroy, as the Cincinnati Bengals visit the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers are 4.5-point favorites.
Pittsburgh's a 4.5-point favorite?
Yep.
It's in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh. They're 5-4. Bengals 3-6. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah.
My fancy is tickled.
Yeah, because I want to see, like, the greatest thing in the world is seeing the Joe Flacco comeuppance and the Joe Flacco come downings. I don't know when it's coming.
He just wants to see two old quarterbacks go at it one more time.
Yep.
The battle of the 40-year-olds.
Yeah.
That's how it's been, man. That is how it's been. And Joe Flacco got the better of this one last time. So we'll see what happens here. See if Joe Flacco can sweep old ayahuasca. Final game in the 1 o'clock slate, Leroy. The L.A. Chargers at 7-3 visit the Jacksonville Jaguars at 5-4. L.A. is a 2.5-point road favorite. Tickle your fancy?
How we feeling about Jacksonville?
I hate them.
Like I always feel about Jacksonville.
They're the most annoying team I've ever seen. The whole AFC South is annoying. You think after the letdown that they had against the Texans, because they should have won that game. That was a 17-point lead, and they lost that game. But that's a long trip from Los Angeles to Jacksonville.
Right.
But your boy always has his team, those teams ready to play. Harbaugh always gets these guys ready to play. So
they play in the early game, or they play at 10?
They're playing at 10 a.m. their time, which is 1 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. I don't know.
Ooh. Yeah, I'd be more inclined to go with the team in the tougher division that got to bring that heat every week. It's just called Sunday to them, you know. So Jacksonville used to playing in that division. Yeah.
Fancy tickled?
My fancy is tickled.
Yeah.
All right, late games, Leroy. Late games, 4:05. The Seattle Seahawks, 7-2, take on the 7-2 L.A. Rams. The Rams are 3.5-point favorites. Is this game tickle your fancy?
Yes,
my fancy is tickled.
Best
that division. That division has been a lot tougher than I thought it would.
Then we have the San Francisco 49ers visiting the Arizona Cardinals. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Absolutely not.
Fancy not tickled.
The Leroy Horde Bowl, the team that stole the Browns versus the Browns. The 4:25 slate, you got the Baltimore Ravens at 4-5, trying to dig their way out of their hole. They're 7.5-point road favorites in Cleveland. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yes.
My fancy is tickled.
I'll watch this. I just watch it because of the fans.
Why is this game at 4:25?
I don't know. It's a weird one.
Like, it's a night game in Cleveland.
Pretty much.
That is weird. At 4:25, the Kansas City Chiefs in a divisional matchup take on the 8-2 Denver Broncos. That's a good one, too.
My fancy is tickled.
Kansas City's a 3.5-point road favorite at Mile High.
A good
is there a couple of teams that are really good that we just haven't accepted it yet?
Yeah,
right?
Denver and Indy.
Denver, Indy, right?
That's it.
Who else?
That's it.
Just Denver and Indy.
And New England.
Right.
I'm not sure about Seattle.
I think they're good.
The great defense.
I'm not sure about Seattle.
But Seattle, when you look at, they've never really had bad seasons. Right? They just been in the same division with San Francisco.
And the Rams.
And the Rams. So, you know, they could kind of get lost there. But they've been, every year they beat those teams at least once. So they haven't been terrible. So to see them where they are is not as surprising as New England or Denver, even though everybody said last year Denver was on the right trajectory. However, I just, like, I don't know.
Next up.
We'll see this week, though.
Sunday Night Football. Mm-hmm. Man Campbell's Detroit Lions visit the Philadelphia Eagles, Leroy. Ooh, does this game yes. tickle your fancy?
Yes, it does.
My fancy is tickled.
This is ankle biting versus tush push.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And finally,
you know how many teams have sent film to the NFL with them jumping that tush push.
Yep.
Not man.
Jumping off sides. So
Campbell.
You know it's gonna get caught. I'm just telling y'all right now, this is how the league works. You watch the first tush push, somebody gonna get called for jumping.
I don't know who thought this was a good idea, but Monday Night Football.
Everybody has to play on Monday night.
It's the battle of uniforms.
The Dallas.
By the way, did you like those Patriots uniforms? I thought they were cool.
Yeah. They were fine.
It's new. Yeah.
Pretty neutral on them, to be honest with you. Okay. Monday Night Football, Dallas Cowboys at 3-5-1 visit the Vegas Raiders at 2-7. Dallas is a 3.5-point road favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy?
They got me because it's Monday night, but normally my fancy would not be tickled. But it's Monday Night Football.
My fancy's tickled.
Fantasy?
No.
Hmm?
Fights in the sands, in the stands.
Oh.
You got Cowboy fans versus Raider fans.
I'll be watching Heat Knicks, boots on the ground.
Oh, no, I'll be, nah. You didn't even throw it in there.
Well, I'm not, that's NFL.
What time did it, huh?
That's it's NFL.
NFL is always tickle your fancy. Okay. Yeah,
unless it's not NFL season, then we mix it up.
Okay, I got you.
That is Tickle My Fancy. We'll take a break, get you caught up with your headlines next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.